Julian, thanks so much for being here today. Why don't you tell us who you are and what you do?
Hi, Seth. Thank you very much for giving me this opportunity. So I'm Julian Bertin. I'm the Azure Business Lead for Middle East and Africa for Microsoft. Middle East and Africa includes the entire African continent, plus the entire Middle East Gulf region, and Pakistan, which is 79 countries altogether.
What is going on in Middle East and Africa today?
Very exciting time for us. We are on the second wave of investments. We've announced opening of two new data centers, one in Qatar and one in Israel, obviously following the data centers that we have here in South Africa and in the United Arab Emirates. So those two new data centers are part of four data centers that we have in the region in four different countries, and they are part of 56 cloud regions that we have worldwide in 21 countries.
What is Microsoft doing to empower developers in the Middle East and Africa?
I've been in the region for a while and I love the region, and I'm very, very happy about what Microsoft is doing here in the region. We're actually supporting literally the life cycle of a developer from the time you graduate to the time you retire, literally. We have at every single step of the journey, we have programs to reskill yourself, right? And Microsoft, we are fully embracing this journey with the different programs that we are launching, like student certifications. If you are coming out of university and you're looking for a job, we do placements as well. So all sorts of things that, again, supports the region. Another thing that we did is we launched two development centers in Kenya and Nigeria. And that obviously is extremely exciting because we are one of the first cloud providers to invest in development skills on the African continent. And obviously, this is enabling us and the people in the region to create the skills, generate the value here in the region for Africa. So that's obviously something very exciting, something we are very proud of, and goes into Microsoft willing to empower every individual and every company in the world to become a tech leader.
So I've heard about this program called Microsoft for Africa. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about what it is?
So Microsoft for Africa is a program where we help students to develop skills. We create skill labs where students can learn about development and some development tools on our technologies that enable them to build skills around certain technologies. Up to date, we have trained 1.6 million Africans in Nigeria, Kenya, Botswana, and other countries, as well as South Africa. And we have 2,700 graduates to date out of those factories. It's a fantastic, obviously, investment that Microsoft is making for the continent. And it creates, again, a lot of value and a lot of expertise that will be available for the Africans and for the different countries, again, to leverage the power of those new technologies, such as AI, right? And we are, again, very proud of this program and the investments that we are making around the program itself.
Can you describe any success stories that have come out of Microsoft for Africa?
So in Kenya, we have a very good example, a company called Sun Culture. They've developed a sun-powered platform that enables real-time collection of data of different pumps and different sensors that are on the different fields and crops that enable them to do micromanagement of irrigation. As you know, in Kenya and in some part of Africa, the lands and the rain is not enough to grow crops and to produce food. So we are helping by leveraging Microsoft IoT services, Microsoft AI, we are helping the farmers to better manage water and resources that they have at their disposal based on collecting information from the field and then making sure that the field is irrigated properly, that the pumps are moist the way they need to be so they can optimize the repair time, optimize the downtime of any of the equipment that they have on the field themselves. And that's obviously a very good example of, given the environmental change and all that we see around the climate change, this is fantastic leverage of technology combined with, farmers and knowledge of the fields here in Africa and how this will enhance development of crops and food growing in on the continent. So very exciting. And it's a company that came out for the For Africa program.
So if you could put everything into a nutshell, what Microsoft is doing for the Middle East and Africa, what would you say?
So in a nutshell, we want to accelerate the digital transformation and accelerate the capture of wealth that comes out of the digital transformation that we've seen anywhere else in the world by doing three things. We want to invest in infrastructure. As I've mentioned earlier, we are having four data centers in the region, which no other cloud providers is having. We want to invest into skilling with four Africa programs and lifetime programs that we are setting up at key milestones of the development of an individual, whether you are a student or a non-graduate student or an employee and you need to reskill, and enabling innovation through the cloud, obviously, which enable companies and individuals to get access to the latest and greatest technologies available without going through the hassle of transforming all your, you know, environment.
Julian, thanks so much for spending some time with us. It's been amazing to learn about the cool stuff that Microsoft is doing in the Middle East and Africa.
Thank you, Seth, for giving me this opportunity. I hope the information was useful and will be useful to the developers and the developer community that are watching this channel.
All right. Thanks so much for watching. Don't forget to like and subscribe to Code Stories to see what we're up to here in Johannesburg and where we go to next.